So with me now is a lady who most probably has the biggest, loudest, most infectious laugh on TV. It's Alicia Dixon. Hello.
Hello, darling. You forgot to add annoying into that sentence.
Oh, I don't think it's annoying at all.
It really is. I am so annoyed by my own laugh. Oh.
You know, everybody always talks about your laugh, how it's very infectious and everybody just loves it.
Do you know what's annoying, though? You can't escape from your own laugh. Like, if you try to change your laugh, you just sound fake. So it's just one of those things you've just got to live with.
Yes, well, I love your laugh.
Thank you, darling.
It's brilliant. So you're actually here not that long ago. You covered for Paddy McGuinness a couple of Sundays
ago. That's right. I know. I really enjoyed that, actually. It was good fun.
Have you ever done radio before?
I've done lots and lots of radio interviews, but I've never done my own show on radio. It's something I'd considered in the past, but actually I really enjoyed stepping in for Paddy. It was good fun. Maybe something I'd consider doing in the future.
So Alicia, obviously, you know, you were on radio last week covering for Paddy. You've been in a girl band. You've also had huge success as a solo artist. You've proved your dancing skills on Strictly. You're also a TV judge as well, you know, as a presenter. You're kind of a mixed bag of tricks. Is there anything
bag of tricks
you can't do?
Juggle. There's lots of things I can't do, trust me. One of the things that I would really love to do that I can't do particularly well is play a musical instrument. Like, I can strum a few chords on the guitar. I can, you know, play a few chords on the piano in terms for writing songs, but I'm not confident enough to play a musical instrument in front of a live audience. So that's something I would love to try and do one day.
Any particular instrument?
I love the drums. I love
really?
The keys.
You'd like to be a drummer?
Well, I wouldn't like to be a drummer, but I would love to... Well, yeah, secretly I would. Actually, my little girl is insanely good at playing the drums already.
Is she? And she's young as well. How old
she's
is she?
She's 19 months old. My mum sent me this video of her. We set up this, like, little area for her to play the drums, and they're not like real drums obviously, but she had the drumsticks and she was banging away and she was like turning like a proper drummer, and I was like, oh my goodness, it was like coming to her really, really naturally.
Yeah.
And like I've got a couple of guitars in the house and she's often like strumming them as well, so she's kind of got the music gene in her.
Do you know what you should do? There's this TV show, Alicia, you should go and make an audition for a TV show called Britain's Got Talent. Honestly, I think she'd get four yeses. A two-year-old drummer.
Oh, brilliant. Who knows?
So what do you feel most at home doing? Out of everything that you can do, what do you feel most at home doing?
Well, when I feel at my most kind of happiest, I would say, is when I'm on stage. Being on stage for me is like the icing on the cake. It's where you get to have that exchange of energy with the audience. You're in the present moment. It's all about the music. You're not worrying about anything else in life. It's like the best form of escapism in the whole wide world. And it's addictive. Like, once you get that rush from performing, you want to get it again.
Yeah, like Pringles, once you pop, you can't stop.
There you go. Performing is like popping Pringles.
There you go. So let's talk about your music. You know, it's been a while since we've heard anything new from you. What was it, 2011?
Yes, it's been about 4 years. I meant to get back into it sooner, but obviously I fell pregnant, so that the music was put on hold for obvious reasons. And yeah, timing-wise now, it just feels great. Wrapped Britain's Got Talent last year and got straight back into the studio. I've been back and forth to Sweden. I've been to LA. I've been working with some up-and-coming British writers as well, and just enjoying that process with no pressure, because this time around I'm doing it all independently on my own label, which is super, super exciting. And so yeah, I've just been able to make the record that I want to make with no pressure on me, and now feels like the right time to come out with the new single, which is called The Way We Are.
Okay, so Britain's Got Talent, I'm hooked this year. So apart from singing and rapping, do you have a secret talent?
Can do a bit of sign language, and I can do weird things with my tongue.
Well, do you know what? I have been told from Colin McArdle that he's told me that you're very good at beatboxing.
Oh, I'm not. I think I probably said to him that I would love to be able to beatbox.
Well, he said that you're a pretty good beatboxer, and
I'm really
to
not.
Let me hear. Can
I'm
you,
really
can
not.
You give us a demo?
Honestly, I'm not good. I will show you, but if anybody thinks that I think I'm good, you, please don't think that, because I'm not. Okay. That's about it.
Oh, that's
but,
brilliant!
No, it's really
yes.
not.
So you've been sitting on the judging panel alongside Simon, Amanda and David for a good few years now. Do you have a favourite out of the three? Be honest. I promise.
Honestly, I have a favourite judge at different times, if that makes sense. Like, Amanda is my favourite judge in the respect that she's my girl, we've got each other's back. It's always nice to have another female there, you know, when the boys get a little bit annoying. So Amanda and I, we've got a great relationship. And then David and I have bonded because we were the newbies together. And he's such a gentleman and we have great conversations and he's hilariously funny. So sometimes he becomes the favourite. And then Simon is actually more funny than people realise. He's very witty. He loves playing jokes on us, pranking us. And he's great to chat. I love chatting to Simon about music. So all of them at different times, really.
So would you say that you've...
And that is the truth.
Okay, I believe you. Would you say, though, that you've gotten to know them quite well?
Well enough.
Can we put that to the test?
Oh, no. Go on,
right,
then.
Very quickly, I've done some digging into the lives of your fellow judges, and I'd like you to tell me whether it's Amanda, Simon, or David.
All right, cool.
So, whose first ever television appearance was as a contestant on Cilla Black's Blind Date in 1990?
Amanda Holden.
Yes, well done. whose on-screen debut was in 1990 on the UK TV series Sale of the Century and won Kitchen Utensils?
David Walliams.
No.
What? Who was it? Simon. No.
Yes. Yes. Who was so obsessed with Flash Gordon growing up that they wrote into a very popular kids' TV show asking to meet Brian Blessed, who played Prince Volton?
Was that David?
Yes, that was David.
Right, okay.
Who used to work as a mail boy?
Simon.
Yes.
Yep.
Who was a waiter at Elton John's restaurant in London?
A waiter at Elton John's restaurant in London? That must have been David.
No, Simon.
No way.
Seriously?
Simon Cowell was a waiter at Elton John's restaurant?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that about him. I always thought, I did not know that.
Well, according to Google.
It must be true then.
Must be true.
Go on.
Now, Alicia, I know you've got to go. But before you go, since you're a judge on a TV talent show, I wonder if you could give me your opinion on a song that we sing every morning on the breakfast show, and it's called the Thingamajiggy Song. We sing it every morning before we play a little game at 8:13. Now, do you mind if I play it and you have to give me your honest opinion, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Go for it.
Thingamajiggy. Is it a bird?
Or is it a plane?
Doesn't really matter, cause it's just a game. Will the boys be kings?
Or will the girls be queens?
Let's find out, cause it's 8:13.
Yay! Golden buzzer moment.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Golden buzzer.
Golden buzzer, yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
You think we could make it to the semi-finals with that?
Absolutely.
Right, I tell you what, I know that everybody across Ayrshire is sick of listening to me and Colin sing that song every morning, so I think that would be a special treat if you did Thingamajiggy. Would you mind rapping it for us? Because I've heard that you're a very good rapper.
Have you got a beat?
Yes, I have. I have a special Thingamajiggy rap beat version just for you.
Let me hear it.
Okay.
Hey. Thingy. Majiggy, hey! Is it a bird or a plane? Doesn't really matter because it's just a game. Will the boys be kings or will the girls be queens? Let's find out, it's 8:13. Thingy majiggy, thingy majiggy, jiggy jiggy, thingy majiggy, thingy majiggy, hey! Are you ready, 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 ready?
Oh,
I always want to
well
do it again.
Done.
That's hilarious.
That was brilliant. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
That was fantastic. Brilliant. Listen, thank you very much for chatting to me, Annette.
My pleasure.
Best of luck with the up-and-coming summer single.
Thank you so much. Thank you, darling.
No problem.
Lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, lovely
to
talk to you. Bye.
Bye, honey.